Hey everyone, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we are looking at a really fascinating and honestly slightly terrifying infographic called Who Gets the Money First? It's all about something called the Cantillon Effect. I see a giant money waterfall starting at the Federal Reserve and ending with, well, cost of living crisis at the bottom. What exactly are we looking at here?
Yeah, it's a powerful visual. Basically, this graphic illustrates a hidden engine of inequality. We usually think that when the Fed prints money, it spreads out into society like a mist, but this image shows it's actually a waterfall. The Cantillon effect is the observation that where new money enters the economy matters just as much as how much is created.
Okay, so let's trace the flow. At the very top, we have the Fed creates new currency. It pours down a tube into level one. Who's sitting there with their buckets out?
That's the VIP section. Level one is banks and financial institutions. The graphic says they get first access to new currency. Because they get the cash fresh off the press, they get to use it before prices in the economy have adjusted. They use this cheap capital to buy assets, stocks, bonds, derivatives, gold, and now Bitcoin.
And that flows right into level two, which lists large corporations and government contractors.
Exactly. These groups get low-interest loans or direct government contracts. The graphic shows them using this money to invest and expand. Now, here's the key. At this stage, inflation hasn't yet. The printed currency still has its full purchasing power. They're spending today's money at yesterday's prices.
Right, but then we hit level three, labeled asset prices rise. We see images of a house with a sold sign and stock certificates. This sounds good, right? Things are going up in value?
It's good if you already own assets. If you're wealthy, your portfolio just skyrocketed because all that new money at the top was used to bid up the price of assets. But if you're a regular person trying to buy a home, you just got priced out again. This is where the graphic shows the wealth up first arrow on the right side.
Okay, so now some of the currency finally trickles down to the rest of us at level four. But the graphic changes tone here. We see a grocery card, a gas pump, and a utility bill.
Yes, this is the pain point. By the time the money circulates down to the consumer economy, that extra money in the system has diluted the value of the dollar. The result? Consumer prices rise. The graphic explicitly labels this everyday costs up. These days, they call it a cost of living crisis.
And this brings us to the very bottom section, which is just labeled bottom. We see a construction worker, a business person, a family, and the text says wages rise last.
Exactly. That is the heart of why the Cantillon effect hurts so many ordinary people. Look at the icons there, an empty wallet and a broken chain link. The problem is the time lag. Prices for assets, homes, stocks, went up at level three. Prices for goods, gas, food, went up at level four. But wages? They're sticky. They're the last thing to adjust, if ever in real terms.
So to summarize the big arrow on the right, the asset owners at the top got the wealth up benefit, but by the time the money reached the bottom, the only effect left is purchasing power down.
Precisely. The graphic is showing us that inflation acts like a regressive tax. The people at the bottom are paying higher prices for months or even years before their paychecks, maybe, get a bump to match. You're effectively running a race where the finish line keeps moving further away, while the people at the top started halfway down the track.
Fascinating. Thanks for helping us understand that. Clarifying it's not just inflation, it's about who got there first, is a real insight. And it's exactly why we own assets in the DBM community as ordinary people. We have learned how to play the game and help others to understand this Cantillon effect as soon as possible in their lives. Anyone who has been determined to accumulate Bitcoin and gold over the past decade knows this very well.
That's right. And now we push on to ensure even more ownership as we work this next few years. It all starts with realization, then education, then the all-important application. The DBM Wealth Builder Series is designed to fast-track this process. See the show notes for access. And in the meantime, stack those sats daily as much as you can. See you next time.